Residents across several South Jersey towns are raising a stink over trash. They've experienced collection delays since the start of the pandemic. Residents and officials tell WHYY's Kenneth Burns problems with one company in particular have worsened in the last several weeks.
Before the holiday weekend, Fred Linden in Cherry Hill wheeled his green trash can to the end of the driveway for a pickup on Thursday.
Every Thursday, three trucks come down the street. One to pick up the yard waste, one to pick up the recycle, and one to pick up the garbage.
But that didn't happen last Thursday. In fact, it was a whole week before his can was finally emptied by Republic Services, the town's trash collection company. Linden says that there have been problems with Republic since the beginning of the pandemic, but this situation has gotten worse in the past few weeks.
It's very frustrating and very annoying that I'm paying a lot of money in taxes to the township of Cherry Hill, and we're not getting basic services from the township of Cherry Hill that we're paying for.
Cherry Hill is not alone. Several townships, including Cinnaminson and Willingboro, have told us that they are having problems with Republic. In Delran, Mayor Gary Catrombone says his township recently signed a new contract with Republic earlier this year. He says Republic was the only company to respond to a proposal request late last year. The township is paying Republic more than $820,000 this year, a 79% increase over their previous deal. Catrombone says the quality of service has gone down considerably since the new contract began.
We always had issues with the occasional miss the cross street, but it's been whole sections of town, you know, half the pickup for the day because of, you know, variety of reasons that are always going to be addressed as quickly as they can.
Republic Services blames its shortcomings on equipment issues and staffing challenges. The company says in a statement that they are, quote, always recruiting and hiring great people. David Bitterman with the Solid Waste Association of North America says Republic is not the only company that continues to deal with labor issues in the industry. First, trash companies had to deal with COVID-related shortages.
A substantial portion of the sanitation collection workforce has experienced COVID, and so when there is a rise in COVID cases, solid waste providers are short on labor.
Those shortages have gone down as workers have gotten vaccinated. Now the companies are having a hard time attracting workers, just like other industries. Amazon, for example, is offering higher wages to commercial drivers. Bitterman says his group is encouraging Republic and others to offer more competitive compensation to retain employees.
There is definitely intense competition for workers. Many workers in blue-collar or low-paying industries are reconsidering their work-life balance.
Companies are also experiencing equipment issues that Bitterman blames on supply chain issues. That's not only affecting parts for existing fleet vehicles, but new ones that won't be coming anytime soon.
I attended the biggest national trade show in the industry called Waste Expo in May. And in May, they were telling me that if you want a new garbage truck right now, you're going to get it in 7 to 10 months. At the earliest.
Towns are scrambling to resolve the issue in the short term and for the future. Cherry Hill and Willingboro have established trash drop-off centers for residents, though that idea was not well received on social media. Fred Linden says Republic called him to apologize for the delays after he reported problems to Cherry Hill Township.
I called the mayor's office and I said, why would you have Republic call me? You know, that's not my job to interact with them. That's your job to interact with them.
Sympathetic town officials say they understand the obstacles Republic is facing. But Delran Mayor Catrombone says
they have a contract with us that they're obligated to keep up and try to achieve the level of service that they've provided in the contract.
He and others say all options are on the table. An official in Cherry Hill says the township is planning to take over yard waste collection so Republic can focus on trash and recycling. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.